NRA pledges continued opposition to any effort to override fundamental right of self-defense. By A.W.R. Hawkins on June 12, 2022. The NRA responded to the Senate gun control agreement by making clear the organization will continue to oppose any effort to override law-abiding citizens' fundamental right of self-defense. In a series of three tweets, the NRA explained that their position is that the Senate agreement, at this point, is just a framework, and the NRA does not take positions on frameworks. The NRA noted they will comment when the full text of the bill is available for review. They stressed, NRA will continue to oppose any effort to insert gun control policies, initiatives that override constitutional due process protections and efforts to deprive law-abiding citizens of their fundamental right to protect themselves/loved ones into this or any other legislation. Breitbart News reported that the Senate agreement contains incentives for states to adopt red flag laws, deeper record searches for gun buyers under the age of 21, a crackdown on criminal straw purchases, mental health funding, school safety funding, and a school safety measures designed to help institute safety measures in and around primary and secondary schools, support school violence prevention efforts and provide training to school personnel and students, among other things. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. Reach him at herhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.